the, and I think one of the reasons why the work you did then and what you're doing now is so important is it really shows that better than anything else I know, that if you can give people a profound spiritual experience in the way that you talk about, mm-hmm. if that leads to huge numbers of people leaving behind the beach, that tells us something about why so many people are addicted in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say kind of reveals about the nature of addiction and these treatments?
Stuck. Depression is kind of constricted consciousness, you know? And they're self-medicating, you know? Just trying to survive.
Oops. Tell me about the depression study. What happened there?
Similar, just opening up of awareness, confronting and resolving old fears and traumas and resentments, and all the stuff that keep people from living fully.
I love what you just said, depression is constricted consciousness. I've never heard that before. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me more about that?
Many depressed people can only see their pains and their hurts and their resentments and their failures. They can't see the blue sky and the yellow leaves, you know? They can't see other people who really love and respect them and are reaching out to them, you know? They think, well, maybe they feel sorry for me, but they couldn't really care about me, you know? You know?
Think about that in reaction to